Monday to Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. with Shekinah and Fortress, the Queens of Breakfast. Power. Power.
Everybody, wake up.
Hit nothing.
I annihilated all my competition, so there's no further challenges.
Power. FM.
Game over.
Bringing you out of the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Medical practitioners advised to prioritize the needs of patients. UPND criticizes opposition over bio dispute, urges respect and prayer. Ugandan MP and Bobi Wine ally arrested over election violence in international news. And in sports news, FC Leopards part ways with head coach Justin Chinama.
And now, the Power FM News.
Up front on We Live Benin Every Day, I am Grace Wanji.
And I'm Shekinah Sakala.
Ministry of Health Permanent Secretary for Technical Services Kennedy Lishimpi has called on medical practitioners across the country to prioritize the needs of patients and serve the public with high levels of diligence. Speaking in Kabwe when he opened a human resource workshop organized by the Zambia Colleges of Medicine and Surgery, ZACOMS, Dr. Lishimpi emphasized that the primary duty of every healthcare worker is to provide quality care to those in need. He said government is improving the working conditions and the supply of medicines, but that these efforts must be matched by a positive and professional attitude from members of the staff. Dr. Lishimpi added that citizens deserve to be treated with dignity and respect whenever they seek medical attention. He has therefore urged health practitioners to desist from involving themselves in corrupt practices.
Please remove the edge of corruption as you discharge this duty. Awake death. Be impartial. Do not judge anybody. Yours is to provide the service. Do not ask to be recognized before you are recognized. Because that's corruption, isn't it? You want somebody to recognize you before you are recognized. So we don't want that.
United Party for National Development, UPND, Lusaka Province Chairperson, Obvious Moliteta, has criticized what he describes as confusion and disrespect surrounding discussions on whether President Hakainde Hichilema should attend a former president's burial, saying such matters should be guided by the law and established precedent, not partisan interests. Speaking within an interview, Mr. Moliteta questioned the authority of the individuals or groups seeking to bar the president from attending the burial, arguing that Zambia has clear precedents on state funerals involving former heads of state. He further condemned what he termed inappropriate political maneuvering during a period of mourning, saying it was culturally and morally wrong to engage in succession politics before the deceased has even been laid to rest. Mr. Moliteta cautioned younger politicians against what he described as premature and disrespectful ambitions, warning that such actions could have negative consequences. He also called on the church to intervene through prayer, urging political players to refrain from all ill wishes or other ill wishes and divisive conduct.
The Drug Enforcement Commission, DEC in Central Province, has called on community members to work with the Commission in fighting drug abuse. DEC Central Province Head of Education and Counseling Cleopatra Kajubi said the fight against drugs cannot be won by the Commission alone. Mrs. Kajubi has explained that community members play a vital role in identifying and reporting illicit activities within their neighborhood. She said this when she featured on Power FM's Statutes and Safety Radio program.
Pamunga ba Drug Enforcement Commission, munomukawe, munom Central Province, tuleka biro kubombera cha pamona imwe, pantu ubuvulwi bwama drugs, nuko naikeko baleo naikaba na vesu, tukubombe fweka, tuleka biro kwebati, you can come on board, exposed drug traffickers and drug dealers. Volunteer information. Why so much better information? So that to engage share your information, ukumia fuilisha in the communities.
Journalists and police officers have been urged to coexist and work together in order to promote press freedom and public safety. Eastern Province Deputy Permanent Secretary Louis Mwape says journalists and police should work together as they serve the same society. And Eastern Province Police Commanding Officer Robertson Mwemba stressed that misunderstandings and confrontations between police officers and journalists can be avoided through continuous dialogue, mutual respect and adherence to professional ethics. The dialogue forum was organized under the Strengthening Police Media Relations for the Safety and Security of Journalists in Zambia project implemented by Bloggers of Zambia.
There is need to shift from seeing each other as opponents. We are not enemies. Our common ground is that we both serve the members of the public. For both the Zambia police and the media to work effectively, we need information.
In international news, Ugandan police have detained a lawmaker and close ally of opposition leader Bobi Wine for his alleged role in election-related violence last week. Mwanga Kivumbi, a deputy leader of Wine's National Unity Platform, NUP, is accused of organizing attacks on a police station and a vote tallying center after their electoral loss, which the party denies. The police have said that 7 people were killed in the incident, but the politician has given a different account, saying that 10 people were killed at his home as they waited for parliamentary election results. The Uganda Police Force said in a post on X on Thursday that Kivumbi would be arranged before court in due course. Kivumbi's arrest follows tension after last week's election, in which President Yoweri Museveni was re-elected for a 7th term.
And still within international news, almost 3 years of war in Sudan have left more than 8 million children out of education for nearly 500 days. The NGO Save the Children said on Thursday, highlighting one of the world's longest school closures. Sudan has been ravaged since April 2023 by a power struggle between the army and the paramilitary rapid support forces, RSF. North Darfur in western Sudan is the country's hardest hit state. Only 3% of its more than 1,100 schools are still functioning. West Darfur, West Kordofan and South Darfur follow with 27%, 15% and 13% of their schools operating respectively, according to the statement. The NGO added that many teachers in Sudanese schools were leaving their jobs due to unpaid salaries. The UN has repeatedly expressed concern about the lost generation in Sudan. We'll take a short break and we'll return with the sports news.
More news still to come on Power FM. Kaiser from Lusaka is your number one hit station. We bring you the best content Zambia and the continent have to offer. We offer competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Contact marketing on +260 961 690 486. Elevate your business. Power at 1.3 FM Lusaka. Number one hit station. Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureaus. The Power FM News every day at 0630, 1200, and 1745 hours as we keep you informed and updated. And now, the Power FM Sports News.
Super League side FC Leopards have mutually agreed to part ways with head coach Justin Chinama. The Cabo-based club has also released assistant coach Donwell Yobe and goalkeeper trainer Lamek Nyangu. The development was confirmed by the Zambia Correctional Service Sports and Culture Affairs Director, Assistant Commissioner Divino Kifita, who thanked the trio for their dedication and contribution to the club. Chinama joined FC Leopards last year and successfully guided the team to promotion into the elite league. His coaching career has also seen him serve as Green Buffaloes and Fulira Wanderers. Meanwhile, Chief Inspector Sunday Sichimata has been appointed interim head coach with immediate effect as the club works on appointing a permanent trainer. Assistant Commissioner Kifita has called on FC Leopards supporters to rally behind Sichimata during this transition period. And on that sporting note, we've come to the end of the morning news. For more upfront and reliable news, follow us on Facebook by searching for the Power News Network page. Before we go, here are the